Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the DeFauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 175 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Klinsman up in Westerly. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Did you have a good 4th of July?
I worked.
You worked?
Yes.
Was it busy on the 4th at the course?
There was nobody there. No.
So no range balls to be
hustled or anything? It's a private course.
Oh, so it's a private course anyway. So never mind then. So work, got home, saw some fireworks, went to bed, I assume.
Pretty much, yes, sir. How about you?
Well, we traveled home on the 4th.
Oh, that was a travel day.
From New Hampshire, that was a travel day. I will say the roads were dead. It was beautiful. Got back in 3.5 hours. No traffic. We were home by 3:30. Had a little cookout, played outside with the girls after we got home, so it was nice. Good 4th.
Good. That's good. Did you light off any illegal fireworks?
No. You could buy them in Rhode Island now, the little, like, chintzy ones.
Oh, really?
I have a couple. I didn't light any off because we all fell asleep before it got dark.
Go ahead. Because
that's the life now.
Go ahead, bud.
Now, does the Fens do okay with the fireworks? Does he get all freaked out?
No, he sleeps through it.
He doesn't care?
Does not care at all.
That's good. I know a lot of dogs like run away, they get scared. It's not a good day for a lot of dogs, but luckily for you.
Yeah, he's fine.
No worries. Very good. I hear we have, sorry.
Yeah, he just joined us. We have two additions in studio here.
Two additions. So yes. We have Fenway and who else is in the studio?
And Susie's here.
Good evening.
Susie. Hi, Susie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Every time you join us, we get Fenway because then he doesn't want to be alone.
Correct.
That's correct.
Which is fine. It's like, not only do we get our presence graced with Susie, then we get even another great addition of Fenway in the studio. So
he adds
it's
quite
like
a bit.
It's a two for one. Yeah. So you guys just had your anniversary, right?
Yeah. It was very lackluster, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty low key.
What are you, the 3rd or the 2nd? I don't remember. I know it's around 4th of July.
Don't ask.
Don't ask me.
Don't ask Susie.
Well, that's why I'm asking Susie. It's the 5th, so it's the day after.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
know
I could get closer to the microphone.
Professional broadcaster Michael Hurley.
Yeah, get closer to the microphone.
Please get closer to the microphone.
Mudson.
Thanks so much for the professional part.
We just did, before we came on air, we did come up with some decent son names, didn't we?
We did.
John Johnson. What else?
John Johnson's a good one.
Sven Svensson.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Idiotson.
How about Richard Richardson?
Dick Dixon? That's a name, D-I-X-O-N.
And you wonder why
Juan
I
Dixon.
Don't want to come on the podcast.
Juan Dixon's Dick Dixon's son.
Oh, you really want me to record with you tonight? Yeah.
Richard Dixon, no relation to Richard Nixon.
He's in a pod.
There are a lot of good son names, though, aren't there?
Peter Peterson.
There was a goalie for the Bruins named Pete Peters. That was a good name.
Peter Peters?
Yeah, Peter Peters. He just went by Pete, though. I have his hockey card.
I would imagine
it was the one that had, like, the little hockey puck. And if you scraped off the puck, it would say, like, his name.
Oh, so you must have laughed
well,
when you scraped it off.
No, I think below it said Pete Peters, and when you scratched off that thing, it would say goalie.
Goalie.
But you bet, looking back, you're not supposed to scratch those off, obviously. You're supposed to keep them. It was like one of those lotto tickets.
I see.
Pete Peters.
Pete Peters. Now in net for the Bruins, Pete Peters.
Good goalie. Good goalie.
Peters.
So we have two yuppies. I don't have to go over what I'm drinking right now.
No, what do you got, Budweiser Light?
That's correct. What do you have, Susie? These things came in a 6-pack, Bill, and it was a weird concoction. He had to get, like, the toolbox out to disassemble this thing.
I think I've had this on the show before. It's Three Daughters Brewing
out of
St. Petersburg, and it is Beach Blonde Ale.
Pete Petersburg.
That's Jewish
Pete Peters.
Refreshing and bright, St. Pete Beach Blonde Ale finishes with a satisfying hint of citrus, a bombshell of a brew that brings the Florida coast to your palate.
You're a fan of that one?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, why is Mike saying you need power tools to get into it? Is it like in a wooden crate or something?
No, instead of having the plastic rings,
yeah,
it's got these big plastic like desks that sit on top of the cans.
Oh, that's what all the microbrews are doing now, these like more environmentally friendly six-pack holders.
It's liberalism. That makes sense now.
There's actually one company that made one, like can holders out of some kind of like the spent grain from the brewing process.
Really?
Like they compressed it down.
That's pretty cool.
So when you actually put it into the, when it goes into the ocean, fish can actually feed on it instead of choking on it.
I like that.
It turns into food.
That's lovely.
You like that?
Yes.
It's got to be a brewery either out of like Maine or Vermont or like Oregon or
Washington. It's Oregon. It's Oregon.
Yeah, it had to have been Oregon.
Portland, Oregon brewery. Yeah. So my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week is the Kentucky Vanilla Barrel Cream Ale.
Ooh, how is that?
It's very good. A cream ale with natural flavor added, aged in oak bourbon barrels. 5.5% alcohol by volume. Very good. Has a nice vanilla aftertaste, a smooth finish. Smells very sweet, but it doesn't taste too sweet. It's good.
Mine doesn't say what the alcohol content is. Doesn't it?
It should say it somewhere on there.
Yeah, it should say it somewhere.
Oh, 5%.
Oh, 5%. That's nothing. You could probably have 1.5 and you might be okay.
As opposed to the normal one.
What was that? Yeah. What was that stuff that you made me taste? What was that, like grapefruit? What was that grapefruit thing you made me taste?
Yeah, Leinenkugel's grapefruit shandy.
Where was this at?
Why was I
outside the house? Oh, it was at Kurt's house. Okay. I'm wondering, why was I at somebody else's house? Miserable.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
No, going to people's houses? No.
That was good.
You're either at home at the golf course or at Disney.
Those are the only three. That's right, Bill.
My branch manager asked today why we hadn't been to Disney in a while. He's like, I haven't heard about any Disney trips lately. I'm like, oh, Mike took me a couple weeks ago. He's like, oh, I was out of the office. That's why I didn't hear about it. That would be why.
You got to tell him to subscribe to the Por Favor podcast and he'll get all the information.
Yeah. Very important.
It is important.
It's very important.
Then calm down.
So did you eat any good food while you were up in New Hampshire? Or did you just do your typical dirt of patties and soggies?
Yeah, pretty much. We did some ribs one day. We had actually tacos, because Saturday was really bad rain when I got up there. It was like deluge. There was actually tornado watches.
Oh, tornado watches in the Granite State.
Yeah, and so we had tacos. Like, they made food, because there were 9 of us there, so they made tacos.
Did you lose one on the way? Because the last count was 10.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember now.
So, somebody fall out the back?
Well, let's see.
On ski 93?
My family's 4 + 5 = 9. I think it was 9.
We might have to mouse keep. I thought you said 10.
You told me 9.
Did I tell you 9? All right, I was probably watching ESPN when that number came out.
either way, so we had tacos and we had ribs the next day. And then
who did the ribs?
My mother-in-law.
So you can't rip her on the show?
They're good. They start them off in the oven and they finish them off on the grill.
Wet or dry?
Dry rub.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, pretty good. Then they had sauce on the side if people wanted barbecue sauce, but
You didn't take any pictures?
No, I didn't take any pictures of that. And then on Monday we did a takeout from a good dirter place down there, Black Mountain Burger. Very good.
How many mudrooms do you have? I'm just thinking out loud with 9
There's
people.
There's two mudrooms.
Holy mackerel. Was it like a counter deli?
It wasn't
number
too
87,
bad.
Number 87.
Well,
that's me.
People,
it's me.
I mean, one of the people is in diapers still, Yergina Jr. So she didn't really care about that. And then Yergina got like free range. She could kind of boop barge in.
Now, were you guys all on the same schedule or is it... Because that would be tough if, like, 8:30, you got 7 people who have to all mud at the same time.
Yeah, I think luckily it was all spaced out. I didn't really keep full tabs of it.
You weren't keeping tracks? No. Like I do in the cart barn?
Right. Oh, Richard goes 8:35 every day. Very, very impressed with that. I ended up going to Storyland again, just with Yergina.
To get one of those grilled cheese sandwiches?
You know what? We did have a grilled cheese sandwich. But we went to a different place. They had most of the food places were open this time, which was a big improvement. And she got a grilled cheese. The kids' grilled cheese came with homemade chips and a pickle.
Okay.
And then I had a Cuban sandwich, which was actually very, very good. It was pulled pork with ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard, and then pressed into the bun. So it was like a panini press, kind of. $8.99, not too bad.
Not so bad.
For that. It was very good. And then, so we did that. We had some ice cream, some Dippin' Dots.
Good stuff.
Did some rides. Had a good time, just the two of us.
Dippin' Dots is out of Kentucky, too.
Oh, is it?
It is.
I didn't know they were based out of Kentucky.
Just the two of us.
Where's the condo, Gary? Is it in North Conway?
It is not. It is in Lincoln.
Oh, up right. Moon.
Yep, indeed. So that was good. It was a nice weekend. And now this weekend we have Yergina Jr. getting baptized.
Exciting.
A little get-together at the house after that. And then, yeah, that's about it. Nothing else new on my end.
Nothing.
You have nothing to add? Yeah, well, we'll go to break. Because I know there's a couple things that I wanted to ask you about that are Disney-related. So I figure we could take those after the break.
All right, we'll go to break now, Billy. This is episode 175 of the Pull Off the Wall podcast.
Did you put Facebook down yet?
Yeah.
You guys done?
Yeah, she put her Facebook down. She's got it on her phone.
Oh, I see.
She's done checking people's statuses.
All right, so I know that this week we got delayed a week in this episode.
That was because of that very important Euro Disneyland.
Impromptu Paris, Disneyland Paris review, which we nailed.
We
experts.
We killed that one.
Definitely experts on that.
Jürgen's so now opening up pages and it's all in French.
So he's trying to read restaurant reviews. Okay, we're going to skip this one. We're going to call you in.
Well, I mean, that I actually probably could have helped with a little bit.
Pain au fromage. Anyway, so they had... So we skipped off on your Narcoossi review. Although it was supposed to, last week was supposed to be the big reveal of where you went, Cellier or Narcoossi. Now, I have to ask, since you're here, Susie, were you even brought into this discussion, or did Mike just tell you, hey, we're going to Narcoossi?
He didn't even tell me. He kept everything a surprise.
Oh, but it was supposed to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
Even where we went to the park that day.
Oh, very nice.
I told her not to open up her, My Disney Experience app.
Because you made some nice fast passes and everything. That we'll talk correct. About that. Correct. So you're going to review your whole day. We'll obviously focus on Narcoossi because that's the big story of the
yes,
day.
Yes, sir.
So that got delayed a week, but never too late to discuss a good meal and a good day at Disney World. However, you had sent me a message a few weeks ago, and you said, remind me to tell you the story of how you tried to hustle at the Grand Floridian. So I need to hear this right off the bat.
Oh, so we are... We're walking back because we parked at just at Walt Disney World. So instead of taking the monorail stuff, I said, well, let's see if we can just... We'll just walk because we can walk from the Grand Floridian to the Polynesian and then out to the main parking lot. So we get,
at the TTC, yeah. Right.
So we get to the DVC And it starts to rain, so I'm like, all right, let's go inside the lobby and walk around. So I'm walking around the lobby, and as I'm coming back, I'm coming out, there's a car, and they come, and they pop the trunk, and there's a bunch of bags in there, but there's nobody from Bellhop. So I'm like looking to my left, looking at my left, right, and then Sue's like, what are you doing? I said, I think I might go take these bags and take them up to the room, try to make $10. Like, that's what was going through my mind. I was dead serious, Bill. I was looking to see if there were any staff on hand. There was nobody to be seen. And I was going to go help. I was going to go bring their bags up to their room.
You have a tea time, sir.
It just came natural. It's like you work at the golf course. You see a trunk pop open. That's a nickel right there.
Yeah, there's a set of Callaways in there that need hoofing.
They need hoofing, and the guy's going to hand you a nickel.
Yeah, you think you would have got tipped out?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. If I took that guy's bags?
I don't know, though, because people at Disney are bad tippers. They could be bad tippers.
I don't know if you go to bag drop.
Was it bag drop or was it like bellhop services?
Yeah, they came to the overhanging.
Oh, okay. I see.
I mean, if I had white knickers on, I might have passed, but I had like shorts on and a golf t-shirt, so.
Yeah, too bad. If you had like a straw hat and white pants, you
would have. Billy, I'm the entrepreneur. Ever since I started throwing newspapers and putting bags on my shoulders, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart.
So you could have made, that could have paid for your Rhode Island calamari if
yes.
You'd gotten a couple five spots out of there, but.
Exactly. Yeah, a couple nickels is chalk calls them. They're fives and nickels and tens are dimes.
Well, that makes sense. I can follow along with
yeah.
that. Now, the only question is, if you had gone up and tried to grab the clubs out of this guy's trunk, he might have thought you were trying to, like, steal them.
No, they weren't. They were bad. No, they were regular bags. Like.
Oh, it wasn't even golf bags.
No. I was going to help them up to their room.
Oh, I thought you meant they had golf
bags. I was going to grab that gold thing and throw their four bags on and bring them up to, like, room 335.
Well, you just bring it into the lobby because they don't even know their room yet. They still have to wait in line. So you just like.
Could you imagine I'm wheeling that thing in? They're in the lobby checking in to people like, who's this idiot? I got my golf visor on.
You could have just yelled up to the front desk, I'll take the Johansons. Don't worry about it.
These guys are pissed. They're looking at me. They're pissed because I just took a couple nickels out of their back pocket. Like, who's this idiot? I got it, guys. Don't worry. It's like somebody hustling range balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how many do you need? I'm like, who's this weasel selling my range balls? That's how people get hurt.
Yeah. Vito doesn't like that.
No, Vito. Vito show up in the cat. Oh, one phone call. Yeah, this guy just sold four range balls. Vito's pulling up in his Cadillac.
I understand we have a situation over here.
I run the range ball racket in this town.
You go across the street to the... Excuse me, sir. You paid the wrong person. That'll be $15.
I only hit four range balls. Okay, now it's 30. Ah, oh, beautiful. I could just see you going up, grabbing the bags. What room, sir? We haven't checked in yet. Okay, I'll wait. No worries.
Yeah, just stand. Yeah, it would be perfect. Act like you belong.
Susie would be there with a tongue in the cheek.
Come on, I made $20. Let's go get dessert now.
All right, so why don't you go chronologically through your day? And we'll just go from there, because I know you did a few things before the big dinner reservation.
Oh, do you remember what time we left, Susie?
I believe we left around noon.
Because we wanted to get up there around 2-ish, correct? Yeah.
Now, were your fast passes before dinner, after,
yes,
both?
No, they were before.
Okay.
I wanted to get in and get the heck out of the park. You know me, Bill.
Right.
I got more important things to do than the parks.
That's true.
So we're driving up, and she doesn't know where the hell we're going, and you know the last stop is the Magic Kingdom, so she looks over at me like a little kid. She's like, are we going to the Magic Kingdom? I'm like, yeah, because usually it's Epcot or bust.
Right.
Because if you're going up to not really go to the park, you go to Epcot to eat, correct?
Exactly.
Would you concur with that statement?
I would concur, yeah.
Susie. So we get up there, we park, and did we walk or take the tram?
We walked.
We walked to the...
We parked at the Transportation Ticket Center.
And then we walked to the Polynesian.
We walked to the Poly.
Walked to the Polynesian, Bill.
Very nice.
And then we took...
It's not that bad of a walk, right? I've never done it, but I know it's not too far.
No, the walk... It's almost like Epcot. I mean, it's not a bad walk. And there was nobody there. We were way up in front. So instead of walking to the Transportation Ticket Center and waiting for a while, you just... I mean, it's 10 feet away from the Transportation Ticket Center. Not really, but it's only about a 5-minute walk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a pretty walk, too, because as soon as you get on the Poly grounds, it's the Polynesian. believe it or not.
Well, and they actually have bag check there too. So if you're
going to the transportation
and ticket center from the Polynesian walkway, they do it right there.
Oh, okay. So now your bag check was at the walkway between the TTC.
No, our bag check was at the Polynesian because we weren't walking into the TTC.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you're getting bag-tracked as you're getting onto a monorail system.
On the monorail. What about if you take a boat now? Do they do it before the boat? Or do you know about this? I know it's all changed, and I haven't
been. Yeah, so they're doing it before you get... You can either get onto the boat or into the TTC.
So, but if you take, like, the boat from the Poly to the Magic Kingdom, do they have, like, a little bag check there for people getting on that boat?
That's a good question. And I don't think they do because they do have checks right at the gates again.
Oh, okay. I know they have it for like people that take the bus. I just didn't know about.
Yeah, they do have it over there too. So it's pretty much the monorail you're getting checked before you get on at your
The monorail or the big ferry from the TTC.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but then didn't they have one along the sidewalk from the Contemporary into the Magic Kingdom? Because isn't that where we did ours?
Yeah, they do. They have that one too. They have one at the walkway from the Contemporary.
Oh, so if you're staying at the Contemporary and you walk, you can do the bag check there.
Correct.
I heard it makes a huge difference on the entrance.
So you know what, Bill? I didn't think I was going to like it. It makes a huge difference because now people are getting checked at 10 different spots as opposed to that one.
Right, and it's not cluttering everything up, so you get a nicer like entry into it.
Yes,
that's good. I'm excited to see that. That should be that's an interesting little tidbit. So you did that. You went straight to the park then. So you
took the monorail over to the Contemporary.
Oh, excuse me. Let's see where this heads. So 2 p.m., you get on property. You're at the Contemporary, what, like 2:30, 2:15, something like
Somewhere around there. 2:45 or so.
And if I know you guys, or especially Mike, then you probably just walked around, did a gift shop, and left.
Incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Oh, no? Something else happened while you were in the Contemporary?
Yeah, something else, Bill.
You had a bite to eat, didn't
you? We had a bite to eat.
It was our first meal of the day.
Oh, you didn't even have breakfast that day.
Nope.
Are you on that new diet where you're not supposed to eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Is that a new diet?
It is. I've heard like people saying, oh, yeah, you just don't eat until 2 o'clock.
That
seems like a bad idea. So then at 2:02, I eat a bag of Doritos and a half gallon of ice cream. I don't know if that diet's going to work for me. Anyway, so sorry, where'd you end up eating at the Contemporary?
One of my favorite quick services, although they did change their menu, we went to the Contempo Cafe.
Oh, okay, very good.
On the Grand Canyon Concourse, Bill.
I've heard. I just watched a YouTube dining review of the Contempo Cafe not too long ago.
I think Susie watched the same one.
It was very nice. It looks like a nice little spot.
I'm joking about that.
She's not a big YouTuber?
No. You don't sit around and watch YouTube Disney videos, do you?
No, if I watch YouTube, it's usually Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Jesus.
So what'd you guys have at the Contempo Cafe?
Let's see. We got a couple things, did we not?
We did.
So we got the Chicago-style Italian beef sub.
Sounds good.
And what else did we get?
Salad. Chicken Caesar salad.
We got a chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, and you guys did like splitsies?
Yes.
Very nice. Oh, I saw a picture of that Italian beef sub, and it just looked like a pile of filth.
Yeah, well, we got some... I think Tim commented and said he didn't like it.
Yeah,
I want to say New York, but he's in...
Upstate New York.
He's in Michigan, like, all the time.
Yeah,
it's almost like he's got dual residence.
Very true.
It was decent.
I'll tell you, I thought it was good.
Now, here's the big question. Was it greasy?
No.
Because a lot of times those kinds of sandwiches, if they don't let the meat drain and they put it on the bun gets all greasy and
they
juicy.
Gave you the au jus on the side.
Okay. Was that any good?
Mm-hmm.
Was it like drink it out of the cup when you're done good? Or
yes,
just,
okay. It was. You dip the bread, you get every last piece.
Mm. Oh, I forgot to tell you last week when we recorded last Friday, I did Cosmic at work for lunch.
What'd you get?
I got the Cosmic Special, which is the steak and cheese with peppers, onions, and mushrooms with their spicy chili on top. Talk about a greasy mud sandwich. That thing was like falling out. The bun couldn't even hold it. It just disintegrated under the grease.
Cosmic, please hold.
It was Dave's mom. She was always cranky. More than two people were in there. She got all flustered.
Who's next?
Yeah, can I get a large
Nixon's here. Large Nixon, please.
If she knew you as Nixon as well?
Yeah, everybody did. Everybody did. Summer of senior year, we were there probably 6 nights a week.
Oh, jeez.
That was after my mom fed me.
Yeah.
That was the 1:30 feeding.
Yeah.
Nixon's here.
I knocked over the pizza boxes one time. Dave was so peed. I think I got like a 2-week ban. He used to stack all these pizza boxes on top of
that
the...
That was in the old place, though.
The old place, yeah, where Harry's was years ago.
Mm.
So he stacked all his pizza boxes on top of, like, the jukebox.
Yeah, over by the jukebox.
Oh.
So me and my buddies, I said, let's stage, like, a little push and shoving match. And it was...
Oh, so you did it on purpose be a jerk.
Yeah, yeah. And it was the fakest thing you'd ever do. My friend pushed me, like you wouldn't move. Like a toddler wouldn't have taken a step back,
like
right?
Like pinky or something?
Yeah, and I just went flying back and waved my arms and, like, 80 pizza boxes go flying because he had them all pre-made and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Nixon, get out of here. I'm like, Dave, it was an accident. Get out of here. You're banned for, like, a week. I'm like...
Banned for a week. He didn't want to ban you too long because you were a cash cow.
Oh, yeah. I used to bring in all my drunk friends. We'd play high-low jack till like 2, 3 in the morning. It was beautiful.
Spending $6 each on a sub?
Yeah, they had a $4. They actually had a $4 small cheese pizza. He got pissed because like guys would split it.
Yeah, but the great thing about them was if you ordered pizza like for delivery, if you ordered 2 larges, you got a small cheese for free.
Oh, that's right. You did. I've apologized later in my life a few times.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I go in there after living in Minnesota. Dave, I want to apologize for being an idiot. That's all right. That's all right, Nixon. You're a good kid. You're a good kid.
Do you think if you walked in today, he'd still call you Nixon?
Yeah.
But didn't you see the video he did? Like, what was that? Like 10 years ago?
I did a video. This is before you could upload it and stuff. He did me a behind-the-scenes tour of how they make wieners and stuff.
Oh, really?
Ah, it was gorgeous. He let me go. Yeah, come on behind the counter, Nixon. I'm like, really, Dave? He's like, yeah. I was watching him cooking up all that filth on the grill. It was beautiful.
With the buns all up his arm.
I was a young podcaster at heart back then, Billy.
Yeah, too bad you didn't get that up on the internet. That could have been like YouTube's first viral video.
I should probably find it. They're still like on 8mm.
They weren't. It's not even on like a media file. It's reel to reel.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't have sound. You have to put the little subtitles after each frame.
It was a good video. You watched it, right? Did you like it?
I think I was there when you did it.
You just think I'm an idiot, didn't
you?
Yeah. Videotaping Cosmic Dave making wieners. Okay, that'd be 235, please. That was Cindy. Cindy was like a cousin or something.
Yeah, the one with the dark hair.
Yeah.
She's still there.
Yeah, she's still there. Can I get four all the way?
You out.
Can I get four all the way and a large Nixon? Large Nixon, four all the way. Okay, that'd be 1335. She had like such a pleasant voice.
All right, sorry to get you off track.
Yeah, all right, we'll get back to... so nothing else to add about the cafe, sir.
Yeah, what happened? You said they changed the menu.
Very
what was the menu?
The changes.
Well, Bill, the to-go was the steak salad, which if they served that at Narcoozy, you would order it as an appetizer. I mean, it actually came like in a plastic bowl with a plastic cover, but it was so good. So good.
Goat cheese with like a balsamic. It was so good.
The dressing was just enough. You know how when you get a salad and they dress it, it's either not enough or way too much?
Yeah, but it was the right amount.
Right amount. It was perfect. The steak was cooked perfectly. It was juicy. It was tender. There wasn't fat on it. It was so good.
And that's gone.
And that's off the menu. And
so now you got a chicken Caesar, huh?
And they had a lobster roll.
Ooh.
That was really good.
That got the axe as well? That is disappointing. So now it went from one of your favorites to just run-of-the-mill, it sounds
like. Yeah, it's definitely off our top list because those were the two best things that they have. I mean, they've got a good flatbread selection.
I've heard that's their go-to is the flatbreads are pretty good there.
Yeah.
Interesting. So good reporting, menus change, maybe not make a special trip for it at this
point.
I would not
at this point make a special trip to the Contempo Cafe. Susie?
I would not either.
Although I like eating there because I love the atmosphere.
Right.
It's as far as quick serves, I think it's the best atmosphere. I just love sitting in that lobby and watching the monorail go through.
So now all of a sudden the monorail quick serves all have bad reviews from Susie, right? You don't like any of those now.
Things have changed and we'll get into that in a bit. She's still not a big fan of Captain Cook's.
I thought Gasparilla was like your least favorite.
Well, we'll get into that toward the end of the show,
all right? All right, sorry. Keep going. So you had a somewhat disappointing lunch. It wasn't bad, just wasn't as good as you
were. I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I thought the sandwich was really good, and it was unique, because you're not getting that a Chicago-style beef at many Quixers. I thought it was
really
good.
What makes a Chicago-style beef as opposed to like a Philly cheesesteak? Just the au jus?
No, it's got the jardinera.
The jardinera, the peppers.
Oh, okay, that's on there.
Yep.
But they give it to you on the side for people like me who don't eat that.
That's like the sweet pickled pepper kind
of
thing?
And I'd say it's more of a roast beef texture than it is like a cheesesteak.
So it's not like the chop steak, it's more of
correct.
Like a...
Correct, a layered. Okay. It's more layered, yeah.
Okay, all right, let's move on.
Okay, Brother Heathwood.
So then we got on the monorail.
No, we walked.
We walked?
Yeah, because we walked around the Contemporary, right? And you walked around your gift shop.
Yep.
And then we went downstairs, and I looked at the menu for Wave, of course, before we headed out.
That was the other option.
Front lobby. And the Wave just looks fantastic. I've done breakfast, but I haven't done lunch or dinner yet.
Yeah, right. That's, I know you said you've been dying to try that for the one for lunch or dinner.
I took a picture of Bell Services and texted it to Por Favor Sue.
Oh, to make sure that they bring their bell next time they go?
Yes, just to let her know where her options are when they need to get some of their Christmas bells fixed.
If any bells need fixing, I mean, no better place than Bell Services at Walt Disney World.
Exactly.
Can't disagree with that.
And then we walked over to the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we headed over to Frontierland. And our first fast pass was Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Very nice.
Which was very nice, because I hadn't been on that in a while.
Yeah, I haven't been on that in a long time, because when I went last year, it was down for refurb. And then when I went with Eugenia, we didn't do any thrill rides. So I haven't been on that since, it must have been 2015, that October trip.
Wow.
When I went with Mary for the Food and Wine Festival. So yeah, I haven't been on that my last couple trips.
It's a great ride, Billy.
And they had the big refurb, so I haven't been on it. Oh, no, I've been on since the refurb, but that's what it was down last year, and they were doing some refurbs on there. Nothing major, though. It is a great ride.
I love that ride, Bill.
And it was hot, so we were thinking about doing Splash Mountain.
But the wait was so long.
It was 70 minutes.
Oof. So was it pretty crowded there that day?
No, it really wasn't.
No, it was empty for some reason. Because you know when you're in front of the castle, how it's usually packed, even if they don't have parades, it's just always packed there? It was like 11 o'clock, 11:15 after like the last parade went through.
Oh, wow.
Empty. I mean, it was pretty dead. Main Street.
So everyone was just in line for Splash Mountain,
apparently, because you couldn't get a fast pass either.
Huh.
Because usually that's an easy fast pass, and I couldn't get a fast pass, so.
Yeah, that's, I guess when it's hot, that always has a bigger line. People seem to flock to it.
And it seemed like, I said to Mike, I think they like turned the splash up on it. He didn't think so, but...
I think they do. Depending on temperature, they put more water. Okay. Like they raise the level of the water at the bottom so you could get more soaked. Same thing with the Kali River Rapids. I believe they can raise and lower the level.
Well, they've never lowered it when I've been on there.
You're the only one with balls, too. The rest of those little weasels won't go on it.
I went on it when Mary...
I don't want to hear it from you. Big
we got soaked, and then we went and... sprayed those people.
Oh, and I'll give you Sister Catherine. She'll go on it too.
You know what? I'll go on that when you go on Mission Space Orange.
Yeah, but that's something that could literally kill me. If I go on that thing and I have a stroke and die, aren't you going to feel terrible?
It depends. Did I get the audio for the podcast?
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's not nice.
That was a very hateful thing to say to your favorite cousin.
He hasn't finished his will yet either, Gary.
What's that?
I said he hasn't finished his will yet.
Yeah,
yet.
You're not getting you're out. You're not getting my baseball cards. George Brett rookie's going somewhere else, baby.
Your other favorite cousin?
Yeah, exactly.
Give it to your favorite nephew.
I don't think Mary wants a George Brett rookie.
That's true.
Mary Derry. that's funny. Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point about the mission space. I went on it with Susan, though, last time I was there.
I almost went on. We were next with your sister.
And then you still... Did you go green or did you just leave?
I had to get out. I almost started having an anxiety attack. I was checking my pulse and it was doot.
See, you psych yourself
up so
much for that.
I do psych myself. But I've just read horror stories about that thing.
It's not that bad. It's just G-force. So you just feel like... You know, like when you're going down a big hill on a roller coaster and you like come out of the seat?
Yeah.
You get that feeling, but for a longer period of time.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's like if you did a drop on Tower of Terror for like 2 minutes straight as opposed to just like 3 seconds.
The guy told me, he said, does that thing on Expedition Everest, when you go backwards, does that bother you? And I said, no. But every time I do it now, I think about if I had to do that for 5 minutes and it might bother me. I think I'm okay for that 40 seconds or that 35 seconds.
Right.
But it does have a weird feeling. Almost like an out of world. Like you feel like you're somewhere else.
Yeah, it does. You get that feeling. It's not that bad, though. I don't think you would have any problems with it. Except that you're so psyched out about it that you probably...
That's the thing. I was okay. And then right before, like when I was like, all right, we're next. I'm like, okay, they're going to be on this for 4 minutes. I got 4 minutes to figure it out. Then I started checking my pulse.
And that was it.
And that was, it was going crazy. I looked at your sister. She's like, if you don't want to do it, we don't have to. I'm like, all right. But now I'm kicking myself.
And as you're walking out, you're blaming it on her. As you're walking out, you blame it on her. She didn't want to go. Well, I guess I'll go with her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a little wuss.
Big tough guy. Yeah, I'll console her. It's okay.
That's a good point. And then where do we go next? Did we do our next Fast Pass?
We
went on Susie's favorite attraction, Bill.
Oh, her favorite attraction, Stitch's Great Escape.
That's her second.
Oh, okay, sorry. Favorite one, I know the answer, it's Peter Pan.
Correct.
And now, why do you like Peter Pan so much?
Because it's the most vivid memory I have of the first time I went to Disney World. My parents took me when I was 5, and it was just me. My brother had just been born a few months ago. They left my brother with my aunt and uncle in Pennsylvania.
So there were no weasels, which makes it extra special.
Yeah, so it was just me and my mom and dad, and it's just because I loved the movie. And so now you're on this ride, and it's bringing the movie to life, and how do you not love that as a kid? And I just still think they did a really good job with it. Like, every time I go on it, I notice something different.
It is very detailed, and it does have that great nostalgia. People, it's actually one of the best rides because anybody can go on it.
Right.
Like, any age, and it almost feels like, when you're that little, it almost feels like a thrill when it, like, goes from... on the track to being pulled from above.
Right.
And you're floating over the town. It's like a little thrill for the younger ones.
Well, because it's really the only ride I can think of that's a suspension ride.
Yeah, there's nothing really else like that. None of the dark rides, anyway.
Right.
Now, have you been through the new queue area?
Yeah.
I took it through because there was one time when the wait time was only 35, 40 minutes. I said, let's do it.
Well, because remember when you and I did that?
Yeah.
And that was the first time you had been through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same with me, and it was
How
fantastic.
How awesome is that? It's awesome, isn't it?
It's really cool. Two big, you know, over 6 foot goofballs sitting there going through the queue on Peter Pan, and we're like geeking out about it, but it was really, it's good. So that's the only downfall with the Fast Pass is that you miss out on the queue, but those waits could be, you know, 75 minutes for that, so it's definitely good to have a Fast Pass if you can grab one.
Yeah.
So that's good. After Peter Pan, did you make a little trip over to Tomorrowland? Do people mover?
Bill, I was going to, but I was looking at my watch, and I said, I got to get out of the park.
No, we did one more thing.
No, but that's Peter what I'm Pan. Saying. I was thinking about going over to do my two favorite attractions. But we went and did Mickey's Philhar Magic.
Oh, I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, neither have we.
But that one always reminds me of your mom. Because the first time I did it was with her, and she loved it.
She loves that one, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then we skedaddled.
That was it. So then you had, did you get out because you wanted to, like, do some resort hopping, or did you have your reservation at that point? What was the deal?
I wanted to go back to the Grand Floridian and go for a swim.
Oh, that's a good reason.
That is a great reason.
Because you were staying there, so obviously you can use the pool.
Correct. So I... I went in and I changed right at the pool. I just walked in, and Susie got herself a cocktail, Bill. Cocktail.
Oh.
I said, hey, be careful. These things can be 10 or 15 bucks. We got a limited budget for dinner.
Yeah, you didn't hustle that bag, so.
I didn't care. Well, that was after the fact anyways. So what did you end up getting?
I had a Mai Tai.
She had a Mai Tai.
It was pretty good.
From the pool bar there?
Yeah.
Is that where it was? Yeah.
Yep, and I did not bring my suit.
And I changed right there at the pool mud room.
You just dropped. I thought you meant like right at a lounger. You just like dropped.
Yeah, trowel. Just throw the towel around me.
Susie, hold the towel up.
I did a quick
all the people in the DBC rooms looking out.
And
you
he
see
started
a big...
heading into the lobby, and I said, I'm sure they have a bathroom here. Why don't you just go change in the bathroom? So he saved himself some time, bought himself a few more minutes in the pool.
It was so
nice.
Four
tip.
Bill, I'm going to go on record and say I love that pool. And here you go. You're going to say, yeah, they could serve a McDonald's hamburger at Narcoossee's, and you'd still say it was the best burger you ever had.
Which is true.
Which is not far from being correct. That is true, right.
But now, do you like the pool because it's like less weasel-filled than other ones?
Yes.
That's a big part. It's a zero entry.
Right.
But they have, what do they have like right at the front?
Little fountains.
Like little fountains. So like you can just kind of sit there near the fountains and cool off.
Oh, okay.
It's a really big pool. And it's right in the middle of the grounds. And I think that's the prettiest, I think they have the prettiest grounds and...
It is a nice spot, certainly.
It's a very nice, looking over all the buildings. It's big, big,
and it's,
tall pines.
It's low key. It's not like the big, it's not like a big focal point. It kind of blends in with everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
unlike the Polynesian.
No, you know, water slide or big special feature or anything.
Yep. It is. It's a nice you can pool. Just relax. There's mainly adults. There's a couple kids, and they're always well behaved. It wasn't loud. Like I said, you know, over at Pop, you want to cool off, and you got, all right, everybody, put your hands together. And there's like 70 kids and
playing games and loud.
Yeah, they're playing their little games. So, yeah, so you can't use the main pools at the values. You got to go hide over at the 80s to go for a swim to get away
the
from the weasels.
Pool.
Yeah, you got to go do the laptop pool. So then I got out and I did a hot tub, Bill. I did a nice little 20-minute hot tub.
You took a tubby.
It was 92 degrees, and I'm looking at that main building, and I'm like, it doesn't get any better than this.
And he had the hot tub to himself.
And I had the hot tub to myself.
Now, I got to ask you a logistical question here.
Go ahead, Carla.
After you, I mean, Walt Disney World pools, they don't skimp on the chlorine. Like, they keep those things pretty well
they're trying to kill any potential.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, not only the
how
little
do
kids
feel,
do number two,
like,
they might sneak out a little mud, too. You
but,
never
I mean,
know.
And I'm not being racist or ethnocentric or anything.
Be careful.
We have a lot of other visitors from countries that don't believe in showering every day like Americans do.
Well, that's a fact. That's
like
a fact.
The French.
That's not being racist. Yeah, like the stinky French. That's just factual.
Now, but my question is, how do you get out of the pool and dry off and just, like, go sit down at a nice restaurant without having a shower in between?
I guess I didn't really think of this until you brought it up, Bill.
Because, like, anytime I get out of a pool, I feel, like, sticky from the chlorine. That doesn't bother you?
I guess it did. No, I didn't feel that bad. No, I laid out for about 20 minutes and then went back in and changed.
So the air drying helped, you think?
I think it may have, yeah, because I didn't feel lousy.
Because sometimes, like, if you're in an over-chlorinated pool, you always feel like you need to, like, go right to the shower.
Yeah, because your skin starts to tighten up and everything.
Right, that's what, yeah, it's more of the feeling. Not that you, like, smell, I just feel uncomfortable after it, after I've been in a pool for a while.
I don't think the chlorine levels are as high at the deluxe resorts, to be honest with you, because I didn't notice that at the Poly.
Yeah, the higher end people, Billy, don't stink quite as much as you folks.
No, they don't need as much chlorine.
Here I am. I haven't stayed in a deluxe in 84 years, but I'm talking down to you because I jump in their pools.
Right, exactly.
Because you.
Now that would be interesting research.
Your aunt and uncle's room when you can.
If they got to just dump Clorox Beach at Pop.
You got to bring like a water testing kit with you. Remember when you used to do the water testing at the pool and you'd shake it to see if it was green or blue or yellow and you'd have
Wouldn't
to adjust
the pH? Wouldn't
that
be funny if I just walked around and started water testing all these places?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Here's a chlorine count at the Pop Century.
Excuse me, sir, what are you doing? Oh, this is for my podcast, don't worry.
Don't worry about a thing. That's a good idea, actually.
Oh my God, you're insane.
That's a good way to get, like, banned for life.
Nah, if you're checking, what are you going to say? I was just checking the pH levels.
I have a sensitivity. And
yeah,
I have
a sensitivity.
It's not too high.
No, because it's going to look like you're doing something sketchy if you show it, like, start reaching over. It's like, what'd you put in there? What'd you put in the pool? High alert, Bill. High alert. All right, we're at 45 minutes, and we haven't even got to Narcoossee's yet.
You could just get a water sample and walk out.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I could go for a swim and just have, like, a little plastic thing.
I guess you don't need to have the lab coat and the whole
exactly.
Bunsen burners and everything going at the side of the pool.
After honeydew.
Beaker.
Me, 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 me. All right, let's get to Narcoosie because we're at like 45 minutes here and we haven't even touched on it. We had too much cosmic talk.
Yeah, let's get to it. Need
another break first?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no.
We'll soldier on. Did you do anything else between the pool and the dinner or just kind of relaxed around the grin?
Just hung out. Yeah, that was it.
Perfect.
Because I didn't know where we were going, and so I kept looking at the clock. He's still in the pool.
And she's like, she's the one who still would snoop for Christmas presents when she's 43 years old. Do we have to get going? When do we have to leave? I'm like, well, if I say we got to leave like 2 minutes before our reservation, damn it, you're going to know where we're going.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I'm watching the clock, and it's like 15 minutes before 7, and I'm like, okay, like we're obviously not going too far.
Yeah, our reservation's at Jiko. Let's go.
Right.
So, Narcoosie, one of your favorites.
Yes.
Now, is that your favorite on property, Susie? Or did you like Shula's better?
You can't really compare them, to be honest. I prefer Narcoosie's because I'm always going to go to the seafood restaurant over a steak restaurant.
Okay.
But I think Shula's just has such a different vibe, and it's so great at what it does that it's really not fair to say that it's a worse restaurant than Narcoosie's.
Okay, they're just different.
Yeah.
Because I know you loved Shula's and that you had always said Narcoosie was way up there on your list, so I was just kind of wondering what you thought.
Yeah, although, I mean, I would go to Shula's right now for that blueberry martini. And I did not have a drink with dinner at Narcoosie's.
No,
I limited
you didn't.
Myself to the Mai Tai by the pool.
You were cut off. So what'd you guys get?
So we started with the crispy Rhode Island calamari.
Okay.
And I got the Maine lobster bisque.
How was it? We talked about that a little bit
a couple
weeks ago.
Delicious.
It was amazing.
It was delicious. The presentation was phenomenal.
Well, I was just going to say, the picture actually didn't look that great. Like, I don't know if it was just the shadow or something.
It might have been the color because you probably didn't...
It's a darker bisque than I've seen before.
Yeah, it looked like super dark and muddy.
Yeah,
almost,
usually
but...
when you see them, it's kind of like more that light, like peachy color.
A lot
this
of cream
was
in there,
very
yeah.
Very dark, yeah. So there wasn't as much cream. And I am not a huge lobster bisque fan, usually. It's not my go-to. I'd almost always rather have clam chowder. This was so good.
Yeah,
that's good. Were there big chunks of lobster in it,
too? Big chunks of lobster.
That's good.
Calamari was probably not as good as the Capitol Grill, but still good.
But really close.
And that, did you have that last time you guys went there, or was that...
I think that was the first time we got it.
The calamari? Because
you got the
mussels
last time, right?
Didn't we get the mussels with the chorizo? And I don't think we got the calamari. We may have, I don't know.
I don't remember.
But it was good anyway.
3 years ago, yeah.
Was it with the tentacles, too?
No, and that disappointed me.
Oh, see, I love the tentacle.
I do,
like,
too.
Some people like just the rings, but I like the tentacles.
Mike
I like a nice combo.
Rings.
I like both, but I like a mix of both in my calamari.
Mm-hmm.
Because the texture's so different.
Yeah, and I feel like the tentacles are a little more flavorful.
I can agree. I can get on board with that.
But some
so the appetizers were both successful.
Phenomenal.
In your book.
Phenomenal. So then, remember I told you I wanted to get that... I wanted to either get the filet or the New York strip with the, and then add the $27 enhancement.
Yeah.
They didn't have it.
What do you mean they didn't have it?
They didn't have that $27 lobster tail enhancement.
What's going on here? What?
Well, their menus...
You speak with the manager?
No, their menus come out every day.
Well, I know that.
But
you would think a lobster tail to be added on would be there almost all the time. It's not like they ran out of lobster.
Yeah, I don't know if it was too expensive or whatnot. I didn't even ask, to be quite honest, and I'm sure if I asked, I could have gotten what I wanted.
Right.
But there was...
The steamed Maine lobster was $72.
Did they have any, like, other high-end enhancements, like scallops or something that you could add to, like, instead of the lobster, or they
lobster
just got rid of that?
Lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah, lobster mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, jumbo asparagus.
Potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, yep.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what did you end up going with? Did that change your whole course of action?
Well, it did, because I asked a waiter between the surf and turf, and that was the one that has the sirloin with the lobster tail.
Okay.
But they had seared line caught swordfish.
Ooh, I know your thoughts on swordfish.
Now read that description, Susie.
Toy box tomatoes, marble potatoes, and basil alioli.
That sounds pretty good. And just like a regular fresh seared... Swordfish,
yes.
Nothing fancy.
Correct.
How was it?
Well, we both ended up getting it.
Oh, you got the same thing.
You got the same thing, which is very rare.
That is. That's almost. That's like almost a cardinal sin going out to a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
Because you could easily have split it and got something else on to split as well. But it is a tempting entree. So.
Well, and I mean, we both really, really love it.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't very many places that I would necessarily order it because I don't trust them to cook it properly.
Right.
So for me, it was between the swordfish and the scallops. But I almost always end up going with the scallops.
Yeah, you're a big scallop fan.
Yeah. So I went with the swordfish, and I actually ended up sending it back.
Uh-oh.
Because it was slightly overcooked.
It was slightly overcooked, and she's like, I'm not sending it back. I'm like, paying big bucks. I mean, this was not overly crazy, but it was $45.
Right.
So when the waiter came over and he said, how was everything? Susie kind of hesitated. She's like, this is a little too overdone.
No, you were like, oh, everything's really good. And I just kind of smiled. I didn't say anything. And he's like, and yours? I'm like, honestly, I'm like, it's slightly overcooked. He's like, I can have them do you a new one. I'm like, no, it's okay. It's edible. He's like, no, I can have it out in like 4 minutes. It took more like 10, but it was, the second piece was much better.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I did try hers, and it was slightly overdone. I mean, mine was perfect.
Oh, so it wasn't even like yours was overcooked and you didn't mind. It just hers got left on a little too long.
Yeah, it was something weird. I don't know what. Maybe mine was a little thick or something because mine was just juicy, but not undercooked. I mean, you know, like when you get that perfect piece of swordfish.
Yeah, because you can. And you don't that want goes it from. To end. It goes from perfect to overcooked pretty quick.
It's like chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, a steak you can goof around with, and it'll still come out, you know, almost perfect.
Yeah, because a medium steak isn't that bad if you like medium rare.
An 8 out of 10, I wanted to say like an 8 out of 10 steak is still really good, whereas an 8 out of 10 piece of chicken or fish is not that great.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to, and I'm sure that was, you know, maybe like so they just left it on an extra minute each side and that was just enough to push it over the edge. But I'm glad they redid it for you and that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I mean, they brought me an entire new entree. It wasn't just the fish.
Did you ask to keep the rest of the overcooked piece, Mike?
I was gonna, but I didn't know if that was proper. I was gonna. It's going in the garbage anyways. Throw it on here, Bill.
How would you get it?
Oh, like somebody's gonna taste it. Like, who thinks it's overcooked? My fish.
How would you have played that out?
I would have. You can't do that.
You can't.
Not there. I mean, maybe if it was like a Denny's or something.
But not Narcoosie. You can't say just throw that here. Can I get a to-go box?
I hate to see it go to waste. I'll take it home. I don't know. It doesn't work out that way because then you seem like you're just doing it to get a free piece of fish.
Yeah, but I don't. How many people go to Narcoosie's to get a free piece of fish?
I don't know. It's Disney World. You might be surprised how many people try to scam the system.
It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
Crazy though. Like I was saying to Mike, like just the range of patrons you get there and like the dress code. Like, because there were people who were dressed to the nines. It was clearly, like, a big night out for them. And then there were people who looked like they, you know, just ran over from the park. And they were all sweaty and, like, dumpy looking. And it's just funny. You know, some people just don't have any sense of, like, oh, this is expensive, so I should dress up.
But then again, it is at a theme park.
Right,
so
and that was what I had said to Mike. I'm like, you know, I guess you kind of have to expect it, given
the Yeah, because I read the dress code, and they said that men should wear collared shirts.
Right.
And I did, you know, I had a pair of golf shorts and I put on a nice golf shirt. I mean, I looked presentable. I looked okay. But, I mean, there are a lot of people just with, like, Nike shorts and t-shirts.
Right. I mean, it's hard because if that was just, like, downtown wherever, downtown Tampa, downtown Providence, and it was that level of restaurant, you wouldn't think to see someone like that there. But it's Walt Disney World. I mean, if you go, like, say you're a couple and you got a couple, like, teenage kids, a 13 or 15 year old, and you're on vacation, and they're dragging you around the park all day, and then you have a reservation at 7:30. All of a sudden, you see it's like 6:45. You don't have time to go back take a shower. You're not
going to
skip your reservation. You know what I mean?
I got no problem with that. I mean, this is a place that most people aren't going to go to,
right?
And they say, you know what? Let's do one really really nice dinner on our vacation. And why have to waste a 3-4 hours going back to the room, taking a shower, putting on your church clothes just for this.
Right.
But then again, I'm not an elitist like Susie.
No, I'm not saying it bothers
me. I'm only kidding. She's an elitist, Jurgen.
I've heard. So it sounds good. Did you guys get any desserts?
No, we didn't. I mean, she was full, but yet she still said, you know, she makes that comment about how, like, you
it's a
still...
different stomach for dessert.
Different stomach for dessert. I never heard of that. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, but I've heard that. And
you've heard
usually,
that too?
Usually that move is like, well, will you have some if I get something?
I've heard that before, too.
Well, if I get this, will you have some? Will you split it with me? And then you say no, and then they're bummed out because they want you to say yes.
Right.
So then the onus is on you. So if you said, oh, yeah, I'll have a few bites, and then she can get what she wants and not feel guilty about it.
No, he was actually pushing the dessert on me, and I opted out.
Oh, okay.
Because we never get dessert. She never gets dessert. Desserts are nice at fancy restaurants. You're not getting a bowl of ice cream.
Right, and the problem is, though, that usually... at a fancy restaurant, you get like the appetizer and you get a nice entree, and then you don't necessarily have the room, like mm-hmm. you guys are saying.
But see, I didn't have my own like salad or soup in anticipation
right.
of getting dessert, but I was
still
full.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it happens. And Mike and I are in the same boat. I like desserts a lot more than Mike does, but I'd pick an appetizer over dessert 10 times out of 10.
And I'm usually on the other end.
Like, if you tell me I could get a bowl of onion soup, or if I could have, you know, a chocolate cake with my meal, I'm taking the onion soup.
All day.
See, I think for me, the thing is, like, I'll make onion soup because Mike will eat it. Mike's
right.
not going to eat chocolate cake, so I don't make chocolate cake.
I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong to want the dessert.
That's why I usually err on the side of dessert.
Sure, and I'd rather have both. Honestly, but if I could only pick one, I'd pick appetizer. That's all. So overall, another good experience. Did it live up to expectations, or did you get it?
I'm ready to go back.
It didn't get pushed down a notch with
slightly
overcooked swordfish?
No, I mean, they handled it so well, and I would say the service was a little slow.
But your reservation was also, like, in that prime time where people try to milk it for the fireworks, so maybe you thought you wanted to milk it a little bit for the fireworks, and...
I mean, because I didn't notice, like, it seemed like the other tables around us were done faster than we were. Like, even, like, there were a couple that came in after us, they sat next to us, and they had appetizers, they had the surf and turf, they had dessert, and they were still done before we were.
Oh,
granted,
strange.
I sent the swordfish back, but you wouldn't have thought that would have taken all that long.
Right.
So we left, and we headed back over to the hotel because Mike wanted to look in the gift shop.
I wanted to get a keychain, and sure enough, I got a nice GF keychain.
Very nice.
To put my spare key on.
Good.
And then we went downstairs and we went over to the quick service. Went over to Gasparilla Island.
We listened to the band for a little bit.
Yeah, we listened to the band.
Oh yeah, how are they playing?
I just love them. I actually like standing on the second floor right next to those guys.
Yeah,
because they'll always look over and wink at you, give you a thumbs up. They're just awesome.
You don't want to feel you like kind of feel like you're part of the band at that point. Start like tapping the toes, like you're keeping rhythm for.
Yeah,
them.
I do. Yeah, I stand right outside of Meisner's and just I love it.
That is fun. I like that too.
And then we went down to Gasparilla Island, and I got a cup of coffee, and she got a dessert.
Oh, so you did get dessert.
I did get dessert.
But that's when we were looking at the menu. And they have a lot of their stuff already, like, kind of pre-made. And Susie said, I'll give this another try.
Yeah, they've changed
the
menu
for lunch, okay, or dinner, yeah.
They had, like a mozzarella, like a veggie sandwich.
They had
a bunch
of sandwiches that looked really good. So
like
there was
on flatbread.
Crazy. I think there was, like a steak sandwich with caramelized onions or something like that. There were a few different ones. They all looked really good. And then one of the guys ordered a salad, and the woman was hand-tossing the salad.
Yeah, what kind of dressing do you want? She was hand-tossing it. It looked really good.
Now, what did they do with the refurb? Is it a lot different? Or
no,
just kinda...
it looks almost the same. I don't know what they did unless they pulled,
reupholstered the booths and stuff, maybe.
Yeah,
so it was just like a upkeep, sprucing up kind of thing.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, okay. They didn't retheme it or anything.
Okay, I was just curious if anything, because I haven't been, and I know you guys haven't really stopped in since they reopened it.
But they do,
that's good.
I don't remember them having that dessert section before.
I don't either.
So they have this, like, huge
It almost looks like
the,
like
Greg,
like at Greg's.
And,
like a rotating case?
Yeah, it's not
like
rotating,
little...
they just have a ton of desserts
But they also have, like, a little coffee bar, too, so you can get, like, smoothies and milkshakes and They actually had like a frozen mocha coffee thing that looked really good.
That sounds good.
So I'll definitely go back there. And what did I get? It was like a chocolate Nutella scone or something.
Was it good?
Or a croissant. It was good. There was a very, very enthusiastic employee there, and he recommended it, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we were going to try and watch the fireworks, but it started to pour.
And I mean pour.
Oh, really?
Like hurricane pour.
Oh, jeez.
Like it was starting to flood within 15 minutes.
So we hung out for a while, and we were kind of walking around, and Mike's like, well, I don't want to drive in this anyway. So then they finally actually did launch the fireworks, but we didn't really have the greatest view. Like, wasn't the greatest show because of the weather.
Yeah, because of the weather. We couldn't hear the... But I'll tell you what we saw. It is a much better display of fireworks than Wishes.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, not even close.
So now you're excited to actually go and see the whole show.
To go see it, yeah. Yep, yep.
But I actually think I want to go into the park and see it.
I heard the projections are incredible, too, that go along with it.
Yeah.
On the castle. I haven't seen anything. I haven't watched any YouTubes. I just heard some people saying that it was really good.
But, I mean, that's another thing where, like, it's just such a luxury to us to be able to do that whenever we want.
But it almost becomes so much of, like, we could do it any time that you kind of put it off for a while, too.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you say, oh, we could do it any time, and then all of a sudden it's been a year and a half and you still haven't seen
it. That's true.
Not that it matters, because you could still see it, but... Like, unless you make a point to say, oh, let's go up and eat at Casey's Corner and watch the fireworks, you might just say, ah, we'll skip it. We'll catch it next time. Catch it next time.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, double to Mr. Two-Talk or whatever. See it next time. See it next time.
Get the paper. Get the paper. It all comes full circle.
It does, doesn't it?
All right. How about we take another break?
All right. That sounds good.
Everybody, here we go! Off to Neverland!
This is episode 175 of the Poor for One Montane Gossel. How you did this podcast? We covered a lot of stuff, didn't we, Mr. Klinsman?
We sure did. We were all over the lot.
Holy mackerel. Cosmic, Brother Heathwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
All over the place.
Talking about chlorine counts in pools. We covered a little bit of everything.
We did. As Susie calls this podcast a what?
Hodgepodge of nonsense.
That is true.
It's very accurate.
It is very accurate.
Any parting thoughts on your day at the Magic Kingdom in Grand Floridian?
I just want to thank my husband for doing a nice job planning it and surprising me.
Yeah, he planned it all out. He's because usually he's very impulsive, so to get him to plan stuff out is like a small miracle.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
So that's good. It sounds like you had a good day, and I know it was a well-deserved respite from some real life. So I'm glad you guys were able to have a good day.
Thank you.
I got nothing else, Billy.
No, let's bring it home. We're already over an hour, so we're gonna get some work ahead of you.
We're not even going to do our social media.
No, everyone knows where we are.
They know where we are. We get hammered with emails and posts.
It's almost
on
too much. We actually have to start like promoting false ones. So
yeah,
we can,
exactly.
Like, start reducing the number of tweets and emails and Facebook likes we get, things like that.
Exactly. So thank you for listening to episode 175 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro de los podcast. For my wife Susie down here in sunny Southwest Florida, I'm Mike, Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. We'll talk to you next week.